You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is The Way We Live Now. Each Friday, we're going to turn the show over to our listeners. We want to hear your stories. This is how we connect with each other, by sharing the way we live now. If you have a story, please do call us. You'll hear our number at the end of this episode. Today's first listener message is from Emily, the adult daughter of deaf parents, who has had to step in to manage a family member's very serious mental health crisis.
Hi, Dani, and everyone that listens to The Way That We Live Now. My name is Emily, and I am from the Midwest. So when I listened to Susie's story about kind of her situation about taking care of the elderly loved ones in her life, it brought me to a story that I'd love to share. So about 2 weeks ago, I am a caregiver for my grandfather, and he sent all of his family a note that was what we deem suicidal. He has some mental health struggles, and I think that where we are in the world and nursing homes and assisted living being shut down was something that really triggered that inside of him, and he doesn't want to spend the last couple years that he has looking out of the window and not going anywhere. So that was a really hard thing to hear. Luckily, my mother, she is, you know, power of attorney. She does everything that she needs to do to take care of my grandfather. But both my parents are deaf. They cannot hear. So it really has me as a child of deaf adults organizing everything for my grandfather and ensuring that he gets the mental help that he needs to ensure that he is well and that he is as well as he can be throughout this time. I'm an enrollment counselor at a college and also taking care of my grandfather's mental state in this certain time when he is living at an assisted living is very hard. But, you know, he's now making a vision board, and I hope that that'll bring him some solace and hope. And I so appreciate Susie inspiring me to share this story with you all. And I hope that everyone is finding some peace, but also finding a way to deal with the negative emotions that our culture doesn't necessarily teach us how to deal with. I'm sending my love to you all. Be well. Bye-bye.
Our next message is from a caller doing something familiar to anyone who has needed a family-free moment to themselves, hiding in her car.
I'm hiding in my car, which I spend more time doing than anyone should. I call it like a benign neglect, I have an 8-year-old and a farmhouse in the country that is not mine because I could never afford it. It's too beautiful. And all these acres of land and a housemate, landlord, / foster mom that I grew up with. I grew up here. And I live with her. We live with her. And usually we live separate lives, but since quarantine, it's very much suddenly like living with my mom and my son. So in an effort to stay sane, I sort of sacrificed my son as the project. My mom figure, Betsy, it needed a project, and I saw her casting around, and I very much did not want to become the project because I will become the angsty teenager, and I just cannot deal with that when things are good and nothing's good. So I made homeschooling the 8-year-old her project, and they trot off together, and I hide in my car like an adult. I am 31 years old as of the 12th. I am unemployed as of March 13th, the day the world changed, and I am losing it. Mostly it feels like a big depressive episode, you know? The sun's coming out, the world is beautiful, and I'm at home with my kid and my mom and no idea what I'm doing with my life, even. It's so pretty out, and I want to enjoy it, but I mostly just want to hide and take baths, and I'm worried that my tendency towards light misanthropy and agoraphobia has been exacerbated into this bell jar. I don't know. Single parenting feels really isolating in normal times in the before. And the government feels really divisive before, and all of these things were real before. I didn't know what I was doing with my life before, but it felt easier.
Our final message for this week is from a woman named Judith, who found out just a couple of weeks ago about the sudden death of her estranged husband.
Hi, Danny. My name's Judith. I live in northern New Jersey. And up until May 11th, early Monday morning, I was going along just like everybody else, and I live alone. My daughter is in Israel. She's 20. I got a call at 4:30 in the morning from Los Angeles County Coroner, so I knew something was wrong, and he asked me if I could confirm my husband's birth date, and I was then told that he had died. Now, I've been separated from my husband for 8 or 9 years. He lives on the West Coast, and it was very difficult, of course, but it's gotten even stranger, of course, because of this pandemic. I had to tell my daughter on FaceTime that her father died. I couldn't hug her. I couldn't hug anybody. I still don't have proof that he's gone, and my daughter and I try to talk about this. But mostly my daughter doesn't really want to talk about it. But the good news is she's got her beshert, her beloved, who shows up in between his duty as a soldier. To make matters even more complex, he was a beloved writer of comic books and animation, always a brilliant writer. And consequently, when I let people know that he had died, there was a great deal of beautiful memorials and recognition of his abilities and his talents, and talking about what a good person he was. And he was a brilliant writer, and he had so many great qualities, but he didn't handle, let me say it this way, with truth. He put everything he had and was into his writing. And so there are two people who suffered, his wife and his daughter. So it's a very complicated condolence bouquet that I'm dealing with right now, recognizing the impact he had on so many people and the beauty of it, because it was his true love, was his writing. And I always appreciated and admired that. But the other side of the coin, of course, was the damage he did to me and our daughter. I guess it's the duality of people. Know the complexity of people.
Thanks for listening to The Way We Live Now. Tell us the way you're living now. We want to hear. Call us on, you might want to get a pen for this, 909-713-8995. That's 909-713-8995. And record your story, and we might just use it on the pod. Also, you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/thewaywelivenowpod. We are creating a community here, and we would love for you to join us. You can find me on Instagram at Danny Ryder. The Way We Live Now is a production of iHeartRadio. It's produced by Lowell Berlanti. Beth Ann Macaluso is executive producer. Special thanks to Tristan McNeil and Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.